Seattle's Morning News. This is Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien and Chris Sullivan. At the University of Arkansas, researchers are looking into the causes of long-term COVID, and they have some suspects. Let's call in the doctor.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. And Dr. Cohen, what exactly are they focusing on here?
The researchers at University of Arkansas were trying to understand why do some people get this so-called long COVID or long hauler COVID. As many as 30% of COVID-19 patients actually experience this, which is ongoing fatigue, and people describe brain fog, shortness of breath, and general unwellness. But the reason that this happens in this pretty high percentage of people who've had COVID is unclear. So the researchers at University of Arkansas looked at a group of people from both Arkansas and Oklahoma. It was actually 67 patients who had had COVID. And they also looked at 13 patients who had no history of infection. And what they found was that there was an antibody that was produced late in the patients that had the long hauler COVID that worked against the body's own angiotensin converting enzyme system. And that system is responsible for fluid regulation in our body and blood pressure regulation. And it turns out that our body may produce autoantibodies in response to the COVID infection. And this isn't entirely new, because early on in the research that was being done on COVID, there was a paper that was published that was looking at autoantibodies as being responsible for people who got more sick from COVID versus those who got less sick. So it's not entirely brand new research, but it would be interesting to discover that there's an antibody that attacks a specific system in our body, because then that would open it up to potential treatments.
So given that this is a response generated by the body itself, could it still happen to people who got the vaccine?
Well, it theoretically is possible, I guess, in people who got the vaccine, and it has happened in people who got the vaccine. But people who've gotten the vaccine, the incidence is dramatically less. It happens far, far, far less than a fraction of 1% of people who've gotten it. The vaccine doesn't necessarily stop you from getting an infection from COVID, but it dramatically reduces the severity of the illness. It keeps people out of the hospital, and it keeps them from dying. In theory, you could propose that the overall immune response is so dramatically reduced that even if there was this autoantibody that was produced, it wouldn't be in significant enough quantities to cause any sort of symptoms. And that's why patients don't get the long hauler COVID. Now, the fact is that this has not entirely been proven yet. This is just a theory that they're working on, and it's an observational study, but they're taking the steps to try and answer the question, because if they can't answer it, it does lead to therapies.
And COVID isn't the only disease that could cause this kind of thing. You're saying that there are other more mundane diseases that could have this side effect as well?
Well, for example, there's a common sort of autoimmune illness from getting a strep infection, where you get strep infection, you get treated, but then the antibodies that are produced actually attack your kidney and result in kidney failure. So it's that type of a thing where you have the infection, the body develops, the immune system develops antibodies to try and fight off the infection, but it turns out that some of the antibodies that get produced actually turn on the body itself.
And there's no way to know who might be predisposed to have this kind of reaction?
Well, I mean, early on, and there hasn't been a tremendous amount of talk about this yet, but early on, I sort of speculated that there may be a genetic component to how sick you get. We do know that with other infections, there is a genetic predisposition to getting certain infections. And it may turn out that we find that to be the case with COVID as well, that there are people who get very sick because they're genetically predisposed, and there's others who don't get as sick because they're not genetically predisposed. And again, I'm speculating when I say that. There's no proof of that as of yet, but it is actually being looked into. So it's not, science fiction that I'm talking about. But if we ever got to the point that we understood that there was a genetic predisposition, then it is something that you could be tested for. But I think we're a long way off from that. And it's certainly the discussion about the vaccine is a contemporary one, where, talking about genetic testing is something that is potentially years away, because we haven't even identified it as a possible etiology yet.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. Dr. Cohen, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.